The Greek debt crisis is playing in Shanghai and Washington.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. Markets around the globe are on the rise today with hopeful news, keyword hopeful, of course, that Europe has signed off on deep government cuts in Greece. Asian shares were up an average of 1%. Shanghai was up more than 2% today because China has a big stake in what happens to Europe. China sells more goods to Europe than it does to the United States. The BBC's Rebecca Singer has more.
China has no interest in seeing Europe collapse. Besides its trading links, it's already been buying up Western assets, including the Greek port of Piraeus. And Chinese investors are thought to be very interested in some of the Greek islands, which may be sold off to pay the country's debt. Timothy Garton-Ash is Professor of European Studies at the University of Oxford. He says European governments aren't scared of taking Chinese money.
It's much easier for China to invest in and export to Europe than it is for Europe to invest in China. And above all, China is one state and the EU is 27.
Garton-Ash warns that assets in struggling European economies are so attractive that China is snapping them up. In fact, 30% of Chinese investment in Europe is currently in Spain, Portugal, Greece and Italy. And with a stake that size, those countries may become reluctant to vote against Chinese interests. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
Well, from Chinese exports to investment accounts here in the United States, some bankers here are worried about how the Greek debt crisis could affect money market funds. Congress will get a chance to ask about that this morning at a hearing on Capitol Hill. From Washington, here's Marketplace's David Gura.
These funds aren't big money makers, but they're relatively low risk. Paul Stevens heads the Investment Company Institute. That's the investment industry's trade association.
None of our money funds have any direct exposure to Greek debt.
Of the $2.7 trillion invested in money market funds, not 1 cent, Stevens says, is directly tied to Greek government debt. But Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told reporters,
they do have very substantial exposure to European banks in the so-called core countries,
including France and the United Kingdom. Money market funds may have bought securities from European banks that invested in Greek debt. But Guy Labaugh, a strategist with Janney Montgomery Scott, says he's not worried.
The reason being is that the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank and central banks around the globe have learned well how to slow a contagion.
A big money market fund failed during the financial crisis, and Labaugh says central banks don't want to see that happen again. If things get worse, he says, central banks would do all they could to keep other banks from toppling. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The European shares are rebounding today, up more than 1%. Today, we're going to get a look at the nation's revised gross domestic product for the first 3 months of the year. And the Commerce Department also reports on big ticket items ordered in May. Wall Street yesterday, markets were mixed. The NASDAQ added a little, but the Dow lost a little ground, falling 59 points to close at 12,050.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
We know European leaders have had a lot on their minds as far as Greece is concerned, but they're also meeting in Brussels today to discuss border controls within the European Union. For a decade and a half, the bloc has enjoyed free travel between most EU countries. But as Christopher Worth reports, that arrangement may be due for an overhaul.
Tearing down the checks at border crossings has made tourism and trade within Europe a lot easier. For example, if you were to rent a car in southern France, as I did recently, you could drive the 1,500 miles to the Russian border in Estonia, passing through six countries without stopping to show your passport. And the same holds true for truck drivers hauling goods across the continent.
The economic benefits of free movement have been enormous for the European Union.
Morris Fraser is with the think tank Chatham House.
It also poses certain problems and challenges.
He says Europe's internal open borders policy is being tested by the influx of roughly 40,000 illegal migrants from North Africa since the uprisings in Tunisia and Libya began earlier this year. Most set sail for Italy, the closest landing when crossing the Mediterranean. From there, they can travel throughout Europe.
The European Union is not equipped to deal with that scale of migration flow, particularly in a very short period of time.
In response, officials in France and Denmark threw up temporary border stops, much to the anger of other European leaders who say it violates Europe's agreement to keep those borders open. The debate at the summit today is whether countries should be able to impose border controls more often when illegal migration rises. Hugo Brady is with the Center for European Reform.
The current questions being asked about passport-free travel, in one sense, are a bit like the questions being raised about the future of the euro.
Such as when countries with large external borders, like Italy and Greece, experience spikes in illegal migration, should other European countries offer financial help? And what happens when a country doesn't do enough to prevent illegal migrants from reaching Europe in the first place?
For example, it's not outside the bounds of possibility that Greece might be threatened with expulsion from the passport-free travel area if it can't maintain its own borders better.
Which makes that two European clubs Greece might have to leave. But Brady says slowing down tourists and cargo trucks between countries would also carry an economic cost. So if you're planning a road trip across Europe anytime soon, there shouldn't be too many obstacles. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, the deficit is big news in Washington. Not only the federal one, the local one, too. A couple of years ago, then-Mayor Adrian Fenty said by putting cameras on street sweepers in D.C., the district could find elusive parking offenders, ticket them, and then bring in more than $7 million a year in fines. Well, since the program started nearly a year ago, it's brought in only $390,000. Seems like deficit fever runs deep in the district. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org and on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Golf has Tiger Woods, skateboarding has Tony Hawk, basketball Michael Jordan. Now a stagnant tennis industry seeks a fresh superstar, so it's tapping new talent.
Hit the ball and stay focused on the ball and not let it go out of the lines.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, 10 and under tennis, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.